What it is not is number 7 moisturisers, contact lens solutions, angina pills. It is not the shop on the high street with the white-coated pharmacist who fills your gran's prescription, the shop where your mum used to go for your cough medicine. What it is not, in other words, is Boots. But Tony's story isn't about one man who can't rub along with his bosses. It is about a radically changed business model that, in the eyes of many of the company's own staff, appears to suck the care out of a caring profession, harming employees while enriching those right at the top. This is the tale of how one of Britain's oldest and biggest businesses went rogue, to the point where its own pharmacists claim their working conditions threatened the safety of patients, and experts warn that the management's pursuit of demanding financial targets poses a risk to public health. Boots denies this, saying that offering care for our colleagues, customers, and the communities which we serve is an integral part of our strategy. At the heart of this story is one of the most urgent debates in post-crash Britain. What large companies owe the rest of us in taxes, in wages, and in standards of behaviour? When David Cameron calls for a responsible capitalism, or the former Labour leader Ed Miliband decries predator corporations, what both men are grasping for is a way of describing how some of our biggest and best-known businesses no longer resemble the societies they operate in. Lawfully exploiting the opportunities afforded them by globalization and new technology, they hand over as little tax as possible to the countries on whose infrastructure and protections they rely, squeeze pay and conditions for employees even while handing out lavish rewards to managers, and underinvest in staff so as to over-reward shareholders.